Dear brothers and sisters, today is Independence Day, and actually we had on the preaching schedule to pray about family consecration, but in view of the events from last night, I would like to direct some words to you about what I think about. Yesterday evening, God called 9-year-old Hannah home to himself. It was a tragic accident. It was no bad will involved. And this is one of these happenings we have difficulty to understand and probably remain a mystery till the end of our lives. We all share in the grief and sadness of the families, the two families involved. It always comes up the question, why did God allow this to happen? Why Hannah? Why so young? Where was God? Why did the Blessed Mother not intercede for her to prevent this accident and spare us the pain? Where was the guardian angel of the child? We cannot answer this question with complete understanding, but we know it was God's will. And God's will is always good when we see beyond our natural eyes. What we know and believe is that God from all eternity knew Hannah. The day of her conception, the day of her birth, and the day on which he wanted to call her home to himself. She was always in his heart. Yes, we say calling home. God knows our course of life perfectly as well. We are on a pilgrimage. We are not meant for this world, but for God. In fact, we understand today in a more profound way the words of St. Augustine. You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. It does actually not matter how long one lives, whether one lives 9 years or 90 years. Time is not important. What counts is that we have been received in love, that we have been loved, and that we give ourselves and Hannah back to God out of love. This is all that counts. Yes, this is the best we can do for Hannah, that we give all her back to God out of love as a sacrifice. Today we had the first reading, which is very fitting. God asked the ultimate sacrifice of Abraham to sacrifice his only son. God spared ultimately Isaac. He did not spare his only son, Our Lady of Sorrows. She had to offer to sacrifice her only son on the cross. And also the family of Hannah can also share in this sacrifice of the Blessed Mother, offering now Hannah back to God as a loving sacrifice. She was always God's first. We have great hope that Hannah is now with the one who loves her the most, who loves her more than her parents and her siblings, who loves her more than we all together could ever love her. She's in his hands and his heart, where we hopefully all will be one day. Why does God allow all this, which causes so much grief and pain? In his wise providence, God knows Hannah. He knows her vocation, what course her life would have taken. He knows the needs of the families, the needs of the church, the needs of each one of us. Considering all this, God called Hannah home during this holy family fest. And therefore, besides sadness, there's also very much light. I ask already, where was God when this terrible accident happened? We can hope and believe that Jesus was in Hannah when she was hit by the car. He was with her in her pain when this happened to hold her fast. In fact, Jesus suffered in her, with her, and for her. And so did the Blessed Mother. Yes, God gives us signs that it was indeed so. Hannah received sacraments on this day. She probably received Holy Communion that morning, yesterday. She probably went to confession on one of these days with the priest here present. Also, she received Holy Anointing through Father Jude. And then Father Matthew, he remembered also to minister the sacrament of confirmation. That this sacrament may strengthen Hannah in her last battle. It perfected the graces of the sacrament of baptism, which has sanctifying effects for all eternity. So it's no small matter, no small thing, that she carries now the indelible mark of confirmation in her soul. So all for all eternity. So there was an extra grace God provided for Hannah. I heard that Hannah, after she was hit, had already passed away, and she was revived for a short time. God wanted to give Hannah more time to prepare her soul for eternity. At the same time, God provided that all the families present immediately, spontaneously, sympathized and compassionated with all those involved and offered fervent prayers, countless prayers, up to the Most High for the sake of Hannah and the two families. In the evening, we had an Eucharistic adoration and rosary offered for Hannah and the two families. At the end, we received the note that Hannah was called finally home. Hannah was surrounded by love, by our love, by your love, by the love of the Holy Family, and by the love of her angel. All these circumstances must instill hope and confidence that God has done all things very good. The wound of grief, of pain and longing is still there and may still be there for a long time. But God wishes us to see these events in the light of his wise and loving providence. Again, Mary had also to sacrifice her only son, but Our Lady had hope. She believed. Let us believe. Then we can see the great good in it. We all, and especially the families, have now the opportunity to offer this pain, this wound in our souls to God out of love for Hannah, for both families, for all the families here present in and their struggles, for all the families in the world. In this way, the wounds in our hearts will become a salutary wound. It still causes pain, yes, but it's a pain transformed into love. Let us be protectors of each other and reflect for some time about these events from last night, that we may learn that God's mercy is beyond our expectations, beyond our imagination. With human eyes, this tragic event seemed to have separated families, separated the family of Hannah from Hannah. But this is not true. Through these events, when we are motivated by faith and love, we grow more together. The bonds get more intimate, more loving and stronger. And we all are strengthened and graced and benefit from all these events. Yes, the hurt is there, but in this world, nothing is imperfect. There's always something to let go, to let behind. It must be so. Because the only goal we all have is God. He's the only one who can make us happy. No one else can do that. And therefore, there cannot be any perfection in this world. But all this imperfection, all the pains and wounds, we have the power to make them fruitful for all eternity. So all these events that happen, which on the one side, on the human side, are so painful, God in his ineffable providence, mysterious providence, can transform them in something much, much better, much more beautiful, that will bear fruit for eternity, for our good, for the good of all the families, for the good of the church. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union Saint Joseph. Amen.